Kevin Mayer, you were running the desk at the State Department dealing with the Japan disaster during those critical days when the reactors were melting down at the Fukushima 1 nuclear power plant while I was reporting from Fukushima Prefecture just after the huge earthquake and resulting tsunami. We, among others, were frustrated trying to get timely and accurate information about what was going on at the stricken facility. 2.5 years later, there is still frustration about attempting to ascertain what is going on there.
True. Back in March of 2011, I was running the task force that was set up at the State Department. There were a lot of people asking the question in Washington, why is the Japanese government withholding information or not sharing information? And I tried to make the point to the people that they're not withholding information, they just don't have their information. You know, there's kind of a tradition in the nuclear industry and in a lot of regulatory areas in Japan where the regulators have a very close relationship with the companies being regulated, and sometimes information just doesn't flow up to more senior levels of the government. I think the situation is better now than it was 2.5 years ago in terms of the government knowing what's going on, but still you've seen cases like the water leaks and whether they're going to have to eventually release a good deal of that water after trying to decontaminate it as best they can into the ocean. The people are trying very hard, but they have a lot of traditions to overcome. They would be in a much better situation in terms of restoring their credibility if they're more upfront about the problems that they've been having in terms of dealing with the public.
Prime Minister Abe, among other Japanese government officials, has expressed frustration about Tokyo Electric Power Company's handling of this. Now the Japanese government itself is going to kick in 40 billion yen, about $400 million, to deal with the problem of the radioactive water at the site. Do you think that is significant in terms of tackling the problem?
It's essential that the government help with the financing of the cleanup. There's no way that a company like TEPCO, for the industry as a whole, can survive with tremendous liabilities that they're facing. I've seen estimates anywhere from a total of all those combined of 13, 14, 15 trillion yen up to $150 billion. $400 million or so additional money is essential, but it's not going to solve the problem. Hopefully, it's going to be the first step of the government taking a more active role in managing the process, not just providing money to TEPCO.
There are those in and outside the nuclear industry who have suggested that the real problem here is project management and that Japan is not relying on expertise that could come from outside the country.
Outside help is needed, and outside help has been offered by many for the last 2.5 years. And I think the reality is there's a great frustration on the part of many of the companies in the United States and Europe who have experience not cleaning up for very heavily damaged nuclear power plants all at the same time, but have experience cleaning up very highly contaminated facilities both in Europe and in the United States over the years. Right after the accident, a lot of those companies were in Tokyo for several weeks and months, in some cases, offering assistance, and their offers were not taken up. One of the lessons of Three Mile Island was that a major nuclear accident is just too heavy of a burden for an individual private company to handle. Particularly, you mentioned the program management. I think that's a real key issue. The people at TEPCO and Toshiba and Hitachi are working extremely hard. You know, they really are trying. It's not for lack of effort that this is not being more successful, but they just don't have the experience of decontaminating and decommissioning nuclear facilities. A situation as serious as Fukushima Daiichi is not the place where you want to do on-the-job training. They need to have a program manager reporting to the government, and that program manager needs to have the authority to make very difficult decisions and make those decisions in terms of what's the most efficient, cost-effective, and safest and quickest way to clean this facility up.
Kevin Mayer with NMV Consulting in Washington, thank you very much for speaking with us about this critical situation at Fukushima.
Very happy to, and hopefully it's going to improve how they're handling it.